call the meeting to order. Can we stand for the pledge, please? I'll ask Grant, or, wow, Kelly to lead us into the pledge.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Highway Department? Chris, what you got going on?
Ready for our lovely white stuff. Finished the shoulders, well, we'll be done shoulders on Nutty Road tomorrow. And commence to the sand pile. Whether or not a whole lot.
How are you coming with your chips? Are you close to getting filed or?
Yeah, I'm working on finish up the numbers.
Okay, I give you that copy, that's your max?
All the labor and anything left. I've been doing the paperwork for the labor and the trucks.
Right. But you gotta have it done by the 10th or we won't get it this year. So, yeah, you got 426,000 plus, so that's the max you can get, so.
Yeah, there's actually more, there's rollover.
No, that's the max you can use this year. So if you can get 426,000, you'll be doing really well. Really well. So, but yeah.
I got a good question for
you. Get
Chris.
All you can.
Yep, I got a question. Chris, where are you getting the fill for that side of that road?
Sand pit.
This sand pit, or which one?
We don't have one sand pit.
Big Hill Road?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. What else?
That's it.
Pretty much it? Okay. All right. Thank you. Art's not here for the library. He called me today, he couldn't make it, but he says it's pretty much the same as it was last month. You still have to wear a mask to go in the library, but they are, you know, full force, and just want to let him know that. Dog control, Stacy, I don't remember seeing her come in, so, okay. Beautification. Ladies?
We don't have anything. We're having a meeting on the 19th, but I'm pretty sure that we have a new president.
Okay.
Because her boss said she could, and it's going to be Karina.
Okay, good.
And I was just wondering if you're in the plans here for taking the flags down. Thank you.
Wait, Jeff, I have something. The fence that's coming down, we're going to put the post with the ornate top away in case there's some future project the town wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of that junk.
Right.
But
okay.
The ornate one.
Okay.
It'll be over the flag and all that.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Youth program. Tyson, you going good?
All good. Finishing up soccer.
Okay.
Basketball will start in 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. My historian is not here. Mr. Assessor.
Morning, noon, and night. Nothing going on. I'm still waiting for recommendations from Albany. And I don't think it must be the dogs or the horses died. I haven't heard anything. So I'm hoping by the first of the year we can hear something about it, because it takes at least, if whatever they want me to do, it's about 3,500 parcels in town. And if they want me to reassess the whole town, I got to eyeball every single parcel. And I'll do it.
We don't have any choice.
No, we don't. It all depends on the recommendation. 11% is in the town, 18% on that end of town. On that end of town, already got a hit on the school. It went up, I think, like $10 or something.
Now, yeah.
Yeah. So it's I expect grievance night to be held in the auditorium. That's it. I'll do my damnedest to see what I can do.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of construction going on, and it's all being capped in, but still they don't cap that. They want to see the numbers on that individual houses going up. Building is going on like crazy. Houses are selling. You're going to sell a house? Sell it now. Don't wait till next year. Because now you can get a perfect money for your house. $30,000, $40,000 over such value. People that are left here are stuck. So be it. It's the best I can do.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. All right, fire department. Got the September report from the fire chief. They had a total of 7 calls. 4 were in the town, 3 were mutual aid, 1 house fire, 2 motor vehicle accidents, 2 grass brush fires, 1 CO alarm, and 1 assist car 12. It was submitted by fire chief Todd Gumlaw. Anything else, Todd?
October 31st, the firemen and the ladies auxiliary will be hosting the annual trick or trunk for the kids. Coming trick or treating the firehouse. If anybody in the public would like to come down and hand out candy as well, you can decorate your vehicle, trunk, whatever, and hand out candy to the kids. We will have some room inside, but if we do get enough people to participate, we'll spill over into the parking lot. We usually have a good turnout for it, and we look forward to it.
3 o'clock.
Pardon?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, we're going to start.
Okay.
You want to announce the holiday parade, too?
I will, yeah. I was going to save that for next month, but I'm going to bring that up. We have a meeting tomorrow night. We will be doing our annual Christmas parade this year. It's scheduled for Sunday, December 5th at 5 o'clock. We plan on doing our community tree lighting. After the parade, we will be going to Morris Forks this year as well, making a trip up there. But we'll have a meeting tomorrow night. I'll have more next month.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Todd. EMS. EMS. I didn't get out. Did not get to the EMS report. Under the EMS, what I would like to propose tonight would be that. That we look at paying off the EMS building to get that, you know, paid off for the interest that we're paying. It's still got six more payments on it at $12,990 and plus the $5,000 interest. So we're looking to pay it off to save some interest over the next 6 years. Which is going to be a considerable amount of money. We've got that $180,000 that we got from the state. We're able to use that for infrastructure, and that is infrastructure. So I'd like to, you know, what the board thinks about that. Any questions? Any?
No, there's no penalties for early payoff.
We took that out. The loan, there was no penalties for early payoff. That was our option when we took it out. So.
I would make a motion, Jeff, that we pay it off.
I mean, that's $13,000 that we don't have to budget for the next 6 years. It's gone, the interest we're going to save. So actually, it's $18,000 that we'll be saving on each budget, which the last few years we haven't got a lot of money to, you know, to work with on the budget. So we got a motion by Irving.
I'll second it.
And Chris is going to second it.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LeCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Code Enforcement?
In the last month, we had 12 permits for $1,559.20. That's pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah,
okay. Also, tonight we're going to, we need a motion to appoint Jason as our full-time instead of provisional code enforcement officer.
I make a motion.
He took the test and he's on the list now, so we're able to appoint him now as our full-time well, not full-time, but our number one code enforcement officer.
Number one.
Number one.
I'll second motion.
Chris, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Carried. Thank you. Congratulations, Jason. Right. Cemeteries. Vicki.
Yes.
You're up. I got your letter. I don't know if you got my reply, but.
Yes, I did. Yes,
okay.
I did.
She's been really, really diligently working on this cemetery over here. I really appreciate what she's doing. It's, you know, it's great.
It's come along a lot quicker than I expected.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Bruce took down the fence, or yeah. I don't know if he got it all down yet now, but he's, because they're coming November 2nd to put the new fence up.
Nice.
So we had to get the old one down out of their way. But Vicki was assessing the pillars that the sat pillars. There.
Yes, and he could put something simple there, like just a couple of columns with bricks. It'd probably be like $500 to $600 worth of bricks. Tonight I went over because I had a little leftover mud from working on the stones and started playing around with it. And I think I'd like to try to play around with that, see where I go with it.
Okay.
It'd be really nice if we could save that and get that structure tightened.
Yeah, well, that's...
I mean, the pillars themselves are solid. They don't move, but the cement, of course, is
yeah,
it's
deteriorating, yeah.
It's falling off. It's surprising what you can do with mud.
Yeah,
so.
Well, and that's a problem. We don't have a lot of masons around that. We used to have a lot of them that did that kind of work, but there's no one.
Well, a mason's going to come in there and he's going to want to wipe it all down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, us people that had to make do. We'll look at it and go, well, if we do this, do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just want to play around with it a
okay.
bit, see what
yeah.
happens. I don't think there's anything lost in it, and if anything, we can gain.
Right, right. Okay.
So
yeah,
I'd but... rather, you know, spend the money on mud. Mm-hmm. Then a whole entire wiping out the pillars,
right, right.
putting new columns in, and it would be a shame to not have something, an entrance of some
right.
character there. So, yeah, I'll just play around with that.
Okay.
And see what
all right.
Happens.
Yeah. Bring it back next month, and we'll
yeah.
see what happens. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Old business. The first thing we got old business is Friends of the North Country.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
So my stuff tonight, I need a lot of resolutions. They can, if it's easier for you, you can do it, like if you want me to explain it all, and then you can do it as one joint, you know, like approval for a first and a second.
Okay.
I do just have to have all this stuff, so if it's okay for me to stay after, I'll leave Kelly and your signature
yep.
on all
okay.
things.
Sure.
So if it's easier for you, if you want me to just read, I mean, I can just let you know what the resolutions are for, if anybody
yeah.
has any questions on what
yeah.
they are.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know there's a lot, so I
yeah.
So the first thing is a resolution to adopt the programmatic policies and procedures and subrecipient monitoring policy. A resolution to adopt the notice under the American with Disabilities Act, a grievance procedure, a grievance form, and to designate the town supervisor to act as the ADA coordinator for any ADA matters. A resolution to adopt the fair housing plan, to also authorize the town supervisor to sign the fair housing plan, and to designate the town supervisor to act as the fair housing officer. A resolution to adopt the Section 3 plan, to authorize the town supervisor to sign the Section 3 plan, and to designate the town supervisor to act as the Section 3 coordinator. And then there is a resolution authorizing the town supervisor to act as the certifying officer, and a resolution determining the environmental review record to be classified as a Type 2 action.
Okay, all right. And just to back up a step, and I don't know if everybody was here with the last meeting.
Oh, sorry, I could have. Do you want me to go over that?
But we put in, last year we put in for a $500,000 grant for low income in the town, and we ended up getting it. So this is what this is all about, to start distributing this out. They have 20 some people already signed up
on
this list to to help them refurbish their houses and get them up to code, and it sounds like I've got a little bigger role than I thought I was going to have in this thing.
Well, the best part is that Friends takes care of most of it. We just will end up needing your signature on it.
All right, yeah, because that's what they told us when we applied last year.
So that's the resolution for the subrecipient monitoring policy. So we're the subrecipients, so we basically do all the work.
Okay.
They're just giving you authority to sign it all.
Okay. All right, that sounds fair enough.
Yes.
Any other questions for the board? No? Okay. All right. Well, that takes care of that.
I will just need a motion.
Okay, all right.
We'll
do that now. What, do you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Second. Randy, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Also under old business, I got in contact with NYSEG because we signed up early this spring to change all our 106 streetlights out there to LEDs. And they're still waiting on inventory. They're still waiting for parts. He sent me back an email saying that we're looking at probably January before they start, you know, changing these lights out and putting the LEDs in. It's just with the pandemic and everything, they're just having a hard time like everybody else getting stuff. So that's where we are on the street lights.
And with the solar farm grant that we worked on, we had enough people sign up that we'll be reimbursed for that.
Yeah, that was going to cost us like almost $4,800. Just change these lights over, and with the people signing up for the solar thing, they're going to donate $5,000, and that's going to help pay that $4,800 that we would have had to pay to change our street lights. So it's not going to cost us anything. And then in the end, we're going to be hopefully use less electricity, and we're going to be ahead of the game. So, okay. Anything else on our old business?
I got one.
Okay.
When are we going to get that ditch on Park Lane cleaned up before winter? Think we can do that? We brought it up 2 meetings ago.
Yeah, I had someone that was going to do it, but Chris said you were going to hire somebody to take care of it. What's going to happen with that?
I haven't talked to.
Well, Adam, Adam was willing to do it, but he said you said you were going to get Leon to do it.
I think Leon's too busy now, but.
Well, I should have done that when it was drier, before we got the rain. I could check with him and see if he's still available. And we should get it done before winter.
We gotta put it out to bid. Is it enough? It ain't that much money. He ain't gonna spend $8 so we should
not. No, need a little couple hours. There was a little excavator to be able to clean that out. A couple of dump trailers.
Bruce has got one.
Adam's got one, and Jonathan's got one.
Get her the boy.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, I'll try to get that coordinated in the next week or two before we start getting a lot more rain and get it cleaned up. It looks like crap. So, anything else under old business? Okay, new business.
Yeah.
No.
What's going on with the sidewalks?
Nothing.
I never could check it to see how much it would cost.
Yeah, that's the plan. We're gonna gotta assess which ones are the worst, and
they're pretty much all bad.
Yeah, I mean
the sidewalk on near the market up here, two tractor trailers and going over to the side, and they got that sidewalk all broke up up there too.
Where's that?
Up to the market up there.
By the store?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they probably pull them tractor trailers
that
on there.
That whole sidewalk down by, like, Kirk DeLong's, I mean, that needs major construction there. I mean, you got the trees, you have to, all that brush has to be moved down.
Well, there's a big hole there where it's caved in, where that pipe that's across the road, and all rotted out.
That's a state issue with the culvert across.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's been like that for 10 years now, and, the culvert's rotting out. It's rotted out, and the sidewalk's collapsed. Yeah, well, that's our plan in the spring is that's, we got some money to do it, so we're gonna hire somebody to do it. But it's too late to do it now. Okay. All right, anything else under? Hold this. New business.
No, I got something. What about the Bashaw Roads Democrat?
The what now?
The Bashaw Road, no, not Bashaw.
Garen. She's been going to court, and the last time I talked to Earl Robinson, Judge Robinson, said she racked up a hefty fine and
But why is that holding us up from going to get it cleaned up?
I contacted the sheriff before to get everything going where we were going to go to that. We had a quote to go clean it up. Tag Trucking was going to do it. And the sheriff pretty much said, and he could only do it on Saturday, but the sheriff said they pretty much don't like doing that. And he said they haven't done that in like 10 years. And he said, because one person's junk is another person's treasure or whatever like that. Right. It made it sound like don't mess with that or whatever. So we just keep sending her to court and Earl keeps finding her. And I think next he's going to do the and or 15 days in jail and see if that works. But she's been cleaning up a little bit. Not much, so. But Earl knows more about that than anyone else.
But
she's up to thousands of dollars now in fines.
Well, I mean, as far as the sheriff's arm, I mean, I don't like doing a lot of stuff either, but, you know, if that's their job to do,
right.
You know, go above his head. And, you know, yeah, I mean, I don't see why Hurley in court is holding us up.
That was as of like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, yeah. Because you know what's going to happen. We're going to get snow and then
right.
It's going to be done again until next spring. Okay. If you want, I can call the sheriff's department and find out.
Yeah.
Get them a little push.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Earl will appreciate that.
Okay.
What about the yellow trailer on Route 11 that's become the town
dump?
All the furniture outside?
Well, I sent them a letter because they didn't get a permit for it. Anyway. And I sent them a letter, then she called me back to she had called me. I thought we could come in and talk about it, whatever, and she didn't come back in. Well, she came back in when I was here one day, Renee said. And, but one of the things I'm going to discuss with her, she can't leave the other one sitting there and left the...
And there's no foundation.
Right.
Can you
put... Renee said crushed the other one right now.
Can you put... Is that legit to do that in the foundation?
I don't know. If the house, because the house that was there before had been abandoned for a year, and no green problem.
Yeah, and then now there's two other trailers in place.
Well, the house trailer, you got to move, but the camper, they can keep on
there. Oh, that's
the camper. Yeah. Oh. Much as they're okay with that, as far as total goes. They have to be able to under the month, they're in the other one, they don't know.
Doesn't have to be on a concrete pad? Doesn't have to be in a concrete pad?
From the town line.
It's not good.
Okay, all right. Anything else under new business? I only have one thing, and it was brought to my attention yesterday morning. I forwarded it on to our attorney. Apparently we've got a council person that likes to get on Facebook and got a profanity-related letter that he sent out to one of the employees, about one of the employees. I don't know, I just want to let everybody know that this has nothing to do with the rest of the town board. As this person's only, and his only letter for him, and his opinion. Has nothing to do with the town, has nothing to do with the rest of the board. And it's very unprofessional, and it's not the first time it happened, and I really hope it quits, because it's getting sickening. That's no way to operate. So I just hope it stops. Anything else under new business? Public comment?
Do you want me to read the resolution?
That's right. Yeah, we got to do the resolutions.
Resolution by the Town Board of the Town of Moore's authorizing appropriation of funds to North Country Lifelight. Whereas North Country Lifelight is a non-for-profit, tax-exempt corporation which is responsible for all aspects of patient care by providing medical equipment, training, medical personnel, and administering the medical portion utilizing the New York State Police helicopter base in Saranac Lake. And whereas the New York State Police Aviation Resources do not provide a medically trained team or medical equipment for patient transports, and whereas the people of Clinton, Essex, Franklin, Hamilton, and St. Lawrence counties receive a vital emergency medical service which is free of charge to critically ill and seriously injured patients, and therefore municipal governments are asked to pledge monies for this worthwhile program. Be it hereby resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Moore's hereby authorizes a supervisor to enter into a contract with North Country Lifelight for the purpose of operating the medical component of the Medevac program, which will serve its residents and visitors, and paying the amount of $200, which represents a town share for 2022. Be it hereby further resolved that the sum of $200 is appropriated to account number A4989.4 for payment to North Country Lifelight Incorporated.
Okay.
It's a not-for-profit, right?
Yep. Chris made a motion.
I'll second it.
Ron second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Is that for now?
All right. Do we need to set up a plan for the budget hearing?
Yep. Yep, I was looking at the 26th in 2 weeks from tonight. That good with everybody? Two weeks from tonight, 6 o'clock. Everybody make it for six? Good?
Yeah.
We're good? Okay.
I'll work it out.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So on the 26th at 6 o'clock will be the budget hearing for the public. Anybody got any questions? That's the time to come and ask. We'll go over the budget. Okay. Anything else? Now we've got public comment. Anybody got anything? No? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to close.
Huh?
You saw me, Chris?
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All said it at the same time.
Thank you, everybody, for coming.